What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
R&B money!
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And we are the R&B Money Podcast, the authorities on all things R&B.
Yeah.
In the building.
Yeah.
I'm getting passionate, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes we have family members
in
the building, you know what I'm saying? You know, the guys who we've watched go from boys to men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to those guys. We've watched them go from boys to men, and they've done it with class. They've done it with excellence.
Yeah.
And they've been successful at this thing. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, in the building, our little bro, who's not taller than us, make some noise for Trevor Jackson.
Hey, honored to be here. For all seriousness, two legends, man. I've looked up to you guys for like basically my whole life. And then being able to work with you guys, like you said, since I was very young. And hopefully we can do it again now that I'm older. But you guys, man, paved the way many ways.
My brother.
For many people.
Brother.
So thank you for having me.
He got jewelry and all kind of shit now.
No.
He had no jewelry. He was fresh out of Indiana. This is crazy, man.
Here's what you got to respect about what Trevor's doing right now.
Okay. Break it down.
What Trevor's doing right now is the I care
But I don't really care. I'm going to go surf.
I may go surf after this. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe a little parkour in your fake grass. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Shoot a couple jumpers on your court.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then do a backflip into the pool.
Backflip into the pool. He's prepared.
They know me.
He's prepared for all things. But then he says, don't get shit twisted.
I got ice on.
I got it. I got it on me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very new. It's very new. I just, the funny thing is, I said I would never do it. And then I was like, man.
Okay, so explain that piece to me.
So this, I got this first. This is just a little link, the Get Cuban little link. I didn't want it to hang too low because I like to be shirtless. So anyways.
I know that.
Right, you get that, right? You understand. So I want to do that. And then Born Art is my company. This is like the emblem. It's a shark. Sharks will die if they stop moving forward, stop swimming. They'll literally die. And I feel like that's how I am with music when it comes to entertainment.
It's a shark with feet?
Yeah. He's got Crocs on.
Hey, man.
Because I don't care, really. but I still kind of care. And he's biting a paintbrush. Yeah. Just meaning arts and all things art. Like, we want to fuck the art game up in a good way.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, Trevor, you're one of those rare human beings who can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
appreciate that.
I've seen it.
Everything that I've seen you do, or whatever task you've taken on.
High level.
Thank you, guys.
High level.
You've done it and done it well. What we love to do on R&B Money Podcast is we like to start at the beginning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Even though we know.
Yeah, bet.
The people need to understand.
We're going back to Indiana.
We want to know the journey. We want to know the first day you said or somebody said he got it. And then we want to go from there and get to the shark.
Bet.
With Crocs on.
Bet.
Because shark didn't always have Crocs.
Shark didn't always have Crocs. You might be the first to put Crocs on a shark.
Hey, you know.
And listen, and if Disney copies your shit.
If you niggas make a shark feet, if y'all come out with a motherfucking shark feet, I know shark
tail. Said, Dad, I just want to wear Crocs.
If they come out with shark feet.
No, sir.
We suing.
No, sir.
We're together. Yes. Suing.
Okay, so the beginning. I started tap dancing when I was 3 years old. I remember.
Hold on.
So on some Savion Glover?
Yeah, Gregory Hines.
That's
who I saw.
All right. See, the young man knows his history, too.
You start tap dancing at three.
At 3 years old. I remember I was, my mom, this is what she claims. She says that I was flipping around and she didn't want me to hurt myself. She took me to a gymnastics class and I walked by a room and niggas was tapping. I was like, whoa. So I want to do that. And I just remember, like, anything I want to do, I'm like just trying to study and like who's great. And I just remember seeing Gregory Hines, and it wasn't just that he was tapping. He was just like, when he was on screen, everybody else was like,
"Yeah,
who is that? Why is he? The way he walked, the way he spoke, and he sang in whatever I saw. I forget what the movie was, but he was singing in it. He was tapping in it. And, you know, he was on TV, so he was acting. So I was like, I want to do that. Whatever all of these things are, I want to do all of that. So that's kind of where it started. I started, like, competing in different places and stuff. And then I remember I went to some workshop in New York and some guy, his name is Lane Napper. He worked for Nickelodeon at the time. And he was like, yo, we know he can dance, but he's got some. He's like, just put him in something else. Like, make him do something else. Did a local Broadway show called Beef and Boards Christmas Show. And then from that, I did Lion King, the Broadway show, for like 3 years. And that changed my whole life.
How old were you when you started Lion King?
I was 8 years old. Eight to 11.
And you're Simba.
I was Simba, yeah. I was the whole first hour of the show. And
At eight,
yeah. And I can remember at that time, I never thought about being on. I mean, I was just like, I'm just having a blast. I'm doing backflips, I'm singing.
She didn't even think about
what it was doing.
You didn't think about it as work either.
No, not at all. Not at all. And I remember there was a day, and I don't remember what day, but someday I was performing, and I remember just, you can only really see the first row when it's like show like that. It's like, yeah, the lights.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I've never done Broadway. You know. No, nigga, I don't. Okay? You can only see the front row.
Everything's blacked out in the back.
The super rich nigga.
You perform multiple concerts.
In the front.
Right.
Okay, cool. So Mr. Burns from, I mean, that's the only nigga you can see in the front.
So yeah, they were in the front row, and I just remember them being like that, and I was just like, why are they smiling? And then I looked on stage and I was like, I'm the only one up here. So I was like, oh,
wait, completely by yourself?
Yeah, there's like numbers where I'm just singing, it's just me, and I'm like, they're all smiling like happy, and I was like, is that because I'm it's me. Yeah. I was like, all right, that's what I want for life. If I can do that, and it doesn't have to be just on stage, just any way that I can like
affect someone's day, make them happier, then I've done something. You know what I'm saying? So after that, I told him, I mean, I was like, this is it. I'm not, I can't go back to school. I mean, I gotta perform. I've gotta, like,
dropped out of eight.
Yeah. No. Hey, I wish, bro, the wars that me and my mom had, though, about school.
Dropped out of eight. That's
never
a new level.
Never looked back. Never looked back. So then people were like, okay, so we should go to New York, L.A. I'm an L.A. guy. No respect to New York. I love New York. I love people from New York. New York as a place is just not my, I don't think I would thrive there.
Yeah. So we have a thing when you put out the disclaimer.
Yeah.
Of no disrespect.
The disrespect. The disrespect is still in. No disrespect. I love New York. LA was just the place.
That you wanted to be.
Yeah, that I wanted to be. I like ocean, you know. I like water and I like open, you know, air. And so anyway, moved out here in 2008 and been chipping away, man, since then. That's almost 15 years I've been out here.
So that's it. But during that time, right, from Lion King.
Yeah.
I remember when your label reps came to us.
That's their thing. They threw that in.
Right? Like, no, that was the thing.
Yeah.
Because people don't understand the music business. You have to have certain bullet points for people to even be interested. Yeah. Right? Because from the outside, people are just like, oh, well, if I got a check, you'll work with me.
Yeah, no.
A lot of people got a check.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know what I mean? Like, and you get to a point in this business where you've had enough success where you can pick and choose who you want to work with if it makes sense for you, right? Because one, everybody can't work with kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you were a kid, you know what I'm saying? Like, you still hyper, but you was even more hyper then, right? Like, so it's like all of those factors. That's why people like Jermaine Dupri, I have the utmost respect for Jermaine Dupri for being able to work with multiple kid acts.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is.
And break them, right? Because you got to write the right record, too.
Yeah.
Right? It can't be too this.
That was one of the hardest things
or
when I
too
was
that. We've experienced that with you.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that's what I'm getting to. Like, I remember having a conversation and then seeing you in the lobby.
Yeah.
And of course, the first thing they do, all kid acts, if you can sing, it's a young
sing
boy.
For him, sing
not
for him.
Even just sing, but it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, right,
everybody's
right.
Michael Jackson. You're gonna either sing Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder. So listen, if you guys are watching this, if you sing Michael Jackson or Stevie Wonder for me, I'm kicking you out the studio. From now on, I'm putting this. They're legends. They are who they
but
are.
You're right.
I am.
I think it was Who's Loving You might have been.
It was. I'm sure.
Who's Loving You? Right?
But that was years ago. But if they break out into that in 2022, I'm kicking you, your mama, your uncle, and your daddy out the studio.
Yeah.
It's one more song to add it to that, though, too.
Which one is that?
DPK, Alicia Keys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Some people thought it all.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Because they find songs that the kids can push.
I've heard least not 95 kids sing that.
Yeah. So at that point, you're on Atlantic Records.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
How
so
did that...
Before that, I met with everyone.
Okay.
And you know, everyone says what they say. Mm-hmm. Awesome, cool. Atlantic said the best stuff. So I went with them. I was 15 years old. That was crazy, crazy experience. Very green at the time, you know, but it was very dope. Yeah, and then we met, right? Was that?
Yeah, you were 15.
Sure. 15?
You were 15.
Was it 15?
Yes.
What the heck? Yes. That was 10 years ago.
You was 15.
You was 15.
That's at
the
yes, in North Hollywood, like
Cahuenga.
Yeah, Cahuenga.
Yeah,
Cahuenga.
Wow, yeah. You were 15?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. And I still remember some of the stuff. We did some craziness.
We did some... And
it still needs to come out. I still sing Hold Up.
And we wanted to put you on a level because you had the tools.
Mm-hmm, right.
Right? And there, of course, he said, there has to be a fine balance between you being a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, and you being an adult and what you can actually convey.
Yeah, right. You know and it saying? Be believable.
And be believable.
But that's, you know
but
what?
Vocally.
No. We met you at 15 at the studio with Harv. What's the one that...
With the lease on the outside.
I can't think of it.
But the lease on the outside. That's in North Hollywood.
On Vineland.
Yes.
On Vineland. Gotcha. That's where
but
it met.
We got you.
Maybe 17.
Maybe around 17, 17. 18. 16, 17. Yeah. Which we felt like was a perfect time.
Yeah. Because
it was like the coming of age thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we spoke about that off camera. Like him, you know,
are us doing Omarion when he's like 18. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we had already worked with Chris Brown, different artists that we had worked with that were like young men.
Yeah, right.
15, young boy.
Yeah.
Right.
17, 18, young man.
Yeah.
And for us, we were like, oh, this is the pocket.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to, we're going to give them that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, at 17, 18, you become very aggressive.
At 17, 18, or we'll just say 18 for the sake of what I'm going to say after that. At the age of 18, you were, you know, a young lion.
Sure. You know?
Hey, man, listen.
He was scared. Like,
I know. He's like, they know.
I'm going to leave it right there.
All of the...
I remember who was coming by the studio.
We don't say nothing. We don't say nothing.
You feel me?
You see?
Those were amazing times, though, for real, honestly. And I remember you guys just, like, pouring in, man. And you'd be like, yo.
Yeah.
You're like, go in there. I'm going to come back, have the vocals done. And I want them to sound like they're supposed to sound. And I was like...
Because at the time, you know, you were still doing a lot of stuff yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you were vocal producing yourself. And so we were very impressed that at 17, 18 years old, you were, like, really tapped into the quality
of
what you were doing.
Yeah, make sure that it's good, man. It's all you have left, I feel like, you know, we're going like, yo, this is on record. Yeah. Here it is.
But it was the fight, right? Like, you were, like, explain that. Because, I mean, obviously we have our side of how we saw it.
Yeah.
From the outside looking in.
Yeah.
But explain being 17, 18 years old, coming of age, young man, wanting to get your shit off.
Right.
At that point, you want to get your shit off.
Yeah, right? And it's hard,
and
right?
And now you're trying to tell a label that you've been signed to since you were 15 that, no, I'm grown now.
Yeah,
I'm about to be grown.
Right. I think it was, you know what? To be honest with you, I think it was partly me. I don't think I understood the beauty of honesty until I got a little older. Because even at 18, I felt like I was still under the mask of, like, we were just talking about Michael. And I was always like, Michael wouldn't say that. Or I was like trying to hold myself to
it. I'm pretty sure you said that to us.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. They're like, we can say that. I was like,
nigga,
no,
you ain't Michael.
Michael wouldn't say that. I can't.
Only one of us in here who ever even met Michael. Okay?
You met Michael? Look at it.
Hang out with Michael.
Oh, my
Michael
gosh.
Beat up Bubbles for him.
Oh, wow. Oh shit. Hey, man, we do a
driver.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Michael
that's awesome.
Put hands
never told me that. Never told me that. I thought you would tell me that. No, I'm just.
I thought you probably would have told me that.
That's fine.
We're not that close.
We're not going to get that. But no, that was my. That's where I was at that time. I'm like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this right. So I think I was partly part of the problem for that, too. And like I said, it wasn't until later that I was like, oh man, I just gotta, everything feels better when it's real, or at least it's something that you want, you know? Cause people can tell you to do a certain thing and you can do it, but it won't be as good as if you're like, hey, I love that thing and I want to do it. Like,
it's, I mean, we can pitch it all day.
Yeah. Right.
I think we saw something in you and about you that you knew.
Yeah.
You were probably scared of it.
Probably
you were like, I mean, and then add to the fact that, you know, Moms is heavily in
this
the building.
This is so unprofessional.
No, you're good. It's all good. It's all good. It's a spot. Moms was heavily in the building.
Yeah.
You know
always,
what I'm saying? Yeah. You look over
looking
the shoulder.
Looking over there, right.
Chilling,
in the studio.
Writing in the Bible.
Right.
Amen.
Highlighting verses.
Hey, for real. She's like, now, Trevor, now, come on. Even now, I'll be playing shit. I'm like, Mom.
Let me cook. You know what I'm saying?
Let me do it.
I understand it, and then, you know, trying to manage it from an image standpoint in terms of where you think you are.
And where you think. And it's all about, and that's what I'm saying, like, these image things are only from people that have existed already. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to do something new or create something, you realize that, hey, this path hasn't been made yet. The footprints in the sand haven't been made, so maybe I can, you know, but it takes time.
Right.
You know, I used to have a kind of like a spirit of like, oh, I wish, but now I'm just like, everything is purposeful. Everything is happening at the time it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. It makes sense now.
Par for the course.
And all the tools.
So your acting was developed in a space that I think most actors should dabble in at least once or twice. And that's that theater stage.
Mm-hmm.
Because that theater stage is unforgiving.
Yeah, no, it is. I just did Broadway this beginning of this year for the Tap Dance Kid, and that was the hardest thing I've ever done in my whole life.
It's unforgiving.
Ever. Mm. I learned the whole show in 11 days.
And then how many shows every week?
I did. Well, it was only like a week long run, but it was okay. every day.
Every day for sure.
And if you do that,
two on two, what, two Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't party. You can't fucking hang out. You can't do anything. It's like, if I want my voice to sound good tomorrow, I've got to not talk until tomorrow.
I got to go to sleep. So
I hated it.
I hate not being able to develop in this space that I think every actor needs. You need that, okay, I only have one take space.
Yeah, yeah.
I better be on my
shit.
That's
tough.
That now groomed you for the music part, I think, that's the passion and that's, you know, that's the love. And I think that that was, that's probably the harder part for you.
For sure.
To figure out.
For sure, for sure.
And
absolutely.
Then you move into TV.
Yeah.
And it goes crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
So how did you make that transition? Like, what was the call? Because you, at this point, you were music.
Yeah.
And then you had to say, okay.
How am I going to pay for my videos?
Let me put this, oh,
there you go. You know what?
Keep going.
That's a great way to segue into.
How am I going to pay for my music videos?
Real music business.
Yeah. Because
when you want to do what you want to do, you got to pay for it.
And that's the thing, like you're saying, because if somebody, like we're talking, people can pitch all day, and if I don't bite, and I'm like, hey, that's not the greatest idea, okay, well then go do what you want to do. But we're not gonna give you bread for it, and we're not going to push it, and we're not going to market it, but hey, sure, if you want to be creatively free, go do that. And to do that, and to have the shit I like, because I watch shit, and I'm the most critical person on the planet.
Yeah.
I watch my own shit like that, so I'm like, I got to make sure that it's fire. I got to get the $150,000 camera. I got to rent it. I got to get this guy. I got to get the great lighting team. I got to get the people to come in and... It's got to look good, and I got to have a good story. I don't want my video to look like every other video. I've got to, you know, and to do that, you have to have money. And so, obviously, I love acting, and I'm not disclaiming that. That's a huge part of my life, and it's saved me many of time just throughout the human experience. But definitely a big part of it is when I want to make a music video, I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's all like we were talking about before. That's what I have. It's like, those are my stories. Those are my visuals to my stories. That's how I see the world. And I want to be able to provide that.
Acting has financed your music career.
For sure. 100%, dude. 100%. Oh, yeah.
And do you feel like the acting helped put you in a better space?
Yes.
For your music to be...
Absolutely. To be heard. But I think, okay, so... I think musicians know, like, when they hear my stuff, you know what I'm saying? But it's hard for an audience when they've seen you as something for a minute.
Right.
You know, and it's even vice versa.
Being pigeonholed.
Yeah, being pigeonholed, for sure. Yeah. And it's sometimes vice versa. Some people know I do music, and it's like, oh, I didn't know he was on to me. You know, it's like, whatever you found first, that's what you identify with. This is who that is to me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I think that just comes with time and consistency. I think if you put out 6 albums and they're all dope or, you know... People are like, okay, he's not just trying to make music. He makes music. That's his life.
No, because I'm not going to lie to you. It's very interesting to me to see every character off of every show drop a song.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait, such and such?
Yeah.
Sing too? And it waters it down to a certain degree because a lot of it isn't good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And you want it to be. Because you like the character they are on the show or they played in this movie, and then that music hit, and you're like, boy, you ain't who you said you was.
You ain't who you said you.
And that's tough, especially for artists like yourself, right?
Yeah.
Who just a consumer sees you as one thing, and now you're judged by almost what other people are doing.
Yeah.
Right?
Because their song wasn't that good, so they're like, I'm not going to listen to his.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So that's why, to me, it was really important for Drake to become Drake.
Mm.
Because that you can't put that stigma on people anymore.
Yeah.
Of the, oh, he only does.
Yeah.
Right? Like, obviously, Jamie Foxx, who's an anomaly.
Yeah.
Right? He's just, alien. He can do anything.
Yeah.
He's an alien. Absolutely. But when Drake came and did it, it was like Wheelchair Jimmy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, nobody expected Wheelchair Jimmy to be the top rapper in the world.
Yeah.
and maybe R&B singer for a minute too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he
I don't like it.
I mean, he
I don't like it. He did it though.
He did it though.
Look, it's awesome. You didn't want
to
look at it.
And I definitely was listening. Listen, I was trying not to listen, but also still at the same time. I was like, I don't even really hear what he's doing.
I need
even,
that little steel tone even, melody.
I need that melody right here. I don't hear it.
Oh, but did, so for someone like yourself, was that also inspiring for you to see that? That okay, especially in your age range too. Like yeah. Drake's not
for sure, for sure.
You know what I mean? He's like super.
It's funny
old,
you say that because I have a. For, you know, I'm always working on album 7. That's not even out yet. But for one of the intro tracks, there's a bar that kind of alludes to that. Just saying, like, you know. Okay, sorry. I'm kind of changing topics here. Do you guys think that in some circumstances or most, you need a cosign or someone like that to
Depends.
Reach a certain.
I think
because when I think about Drake,
I think Drake needed Wayne.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, right. I do personally.
Yeah.
You know, someone else. I think Drake will say that.
Yeah.
Wayne's cosign was huge.
Right. Right. And Wayne's then you think about Wiz. Did he kind of have, or was Wiz kind of on his?
I think Wiz was.
Wiz was doing his thing.
Yeah.
But I think his connection to Snoop.
Yeah, but that came later.
It came later, but I think
he had already had Kush and Orange Juice before Snoop, yeah. Right?
Like did he have Black and Yellow before Snoop?
Yeah,
Black.
Like, no, he was cracking.
I think he was cracking, but yeah. I think something about that connection.
Right.
I don't think it was a validation.
Yeah.
Maybe let me not say that because it's a different thing.
Okay.
But I think somehow that connection.
Right.
Just took things to a really different cool level.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure. All of those things.
Yeah.
All of those things are really, in my opinion, important.
Yeah.
And I think that we suffer from that in R&B.
For sure.
Because there's not enough reach back.
Right.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So to answer your question, yes, super inspiring. Super inspiring. And I do think one thing that I do lean on too is that I was doing music before I got successful at the acting, on the level of acting that I'm doing now, I was putting out, you know, stuff. So when people see it, they're like, oh no, he's not just trying to, you know, he's been kind of working at it in a sense. But dude, I'm really happy with where I'm at creatively. And it took all these years and experiences that I've been through and things that I pull from and take to really sit back and enjoy. I think that's my favorite part. Because at the end of the day, I make music for me. And then anybody who's like me, obviously, will be attracted to the music. But to be able to look at pain or joy or any experience and then listen back to it as a song and be like,
so, you know what I'm saying? Here's a question. What was a turning point, or I guess from what you just said, like being completely happy in the space that you are and understanding that all things were par for the course to get you to this space.
Yeah.
What was the moment or thing that helped you get to that realization?
There's been multiple times. So there's been times, like, let's say there's been like roles I really wanted or like really bad. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh God, please God.
You want to tell us?
Want to be in this so bad. Huh? Nah. Want to be in it so bad in the movie.
Did you have a Django Unchained
You have audition? A Django Unchained audition somewhere?
Please, No.
We're not going to do this.
I just wanted to know.
I love you, Reese.
No.
I love you, Reese.
I didn't even say Reese. I just asked him, bro.
Yeah, everybody knows.
Wait, who's Reese?
Don't worry about it.
You know what?
Maybe they won't know.
Maybe they won't.
I don't think that. But no, then maybe the movie comes out and it's not great. And then I just kind of like trust in the process of things. But even
do you
like
wish that it's not? Are you happy when it is like it's weak? When it's weak,
you know what I mean? Hell yeah.
Weak-ass movie.
I'd be like, yeah, hating that.
No, I would kill that shit.
No, but and sometimes it's never an actor's fault, dude. It can be the director. It can be the lighting guy. It can be the fucking writer.
Right.
And it ruins it. It can ruin a movie, dude. By the way, I saw the Elvis movie. Sorry to segue. Incredible. And they're not paying me to say this, but the Elvis movie was great. Well, mate, what is your thoughts on that? Why are you making that face? Elvis, you have thoughts about Elvis? Come on, he was still cold.
Playing with young girls all night.
Oh, wait, hold on.
I just want to know, just asking, are we making movies and saluting grown men who...
No, you're right. Okay, sorry. No, as a filmmaker, cinema. Just pure cinema. Pretty good.
Got it.
I'm pretty good.
Got it. All right. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Great acting. Great.
Yeah. Like it wasn't him.
It wasn't him.
He just acted.
He was just the actor.
He's just the actor.
And
just
the director. Film. Yeah.
But did they tell the whole story?
Probably not. They never do, though. Okay, segueing back.
Yeah.
My new word is segue, by the way.
And we're back to the R&B.
Right.
Money podcast.
Regrets.
I can't have any. You can't have any.
That's not
a happy life.
Let's not call it a regret. Let's just call it a moment where you've monologued afterwards. Which
we should have put out Hold Up.
Mm.
That's one, and that's not me just saying that because we're here. I sing that song all the time.
Hold Up was a shock to me and probably everybody.
First, let me tell you. So we wrote this song, and then he goes in the booth, sings the song, leaves, and tells me to sing it like that, and then he'll be back. I said, you motherfucker. I was pissed. This nigga hit a riff at the end. It took me at least 25 takes to get it. But I got it.
And you.
But it took me about 25 to 30 takes to get it right.
And I'm not saying it just because you're here and just because you're a little bro. You killed it.
Thank you, man.
That record's
I really cool. do. I'm telling you, that's like going to be an intro. You can get this on camera. That's going to be an intro to an album.
Do you have it?
I should.
It's here. I forgot about me too.
I don't have my version. I got it. You know what? But I do have a computer that I got to fire up. And it's yours. Crazy. It's easy.
We can do it together.
Little bro business. You know what I'm saying?
It's amazing song though, man. And just because we're talking about R&B, I mean, that's like an epitome of it, I think, a song like that.
So what does today look like for you?
Today?
As a music artist, as now, one of the biggest actors. Like, what does today look like for you?
You're saying like a regular day.
What is your goal?
Oh.
Right now.
To put this next album out. I'm very excited about it. Rough Drafts 3. I have Rough Drafts 1, Rough Drafts 2. This is going to be the third installment of like that little series. And I want to put the music out. I've been shooting videos. I just had a meeting today before I came here about the next video I'm trying to shoot. Potentially maybe doing film later in the year with James Franco.
Mm.
So just focusing.
James Franco.
Yeah. He's a beast, man. So that was one of those moments where you're like, what? Me? Really? Like, didn't have to audition anything. Just kind of like came.
Really? That's beautiful. Ain't that beautiful when that happens?
It's scary. It's almost scary.
Because like TV1 and BET, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they just call me and say,
called the other day. You just weren't available.
They called the other
day? Yeah, they called
the other day. Just call and say, Tank, this is your role. I mean, I know yours is this bigger level.
No, you know it's
but,
same.
But down here where I'm at,
stop.
They called me too and
stop
say, you were good. We got this $1,500 for you.
Yeah.
And
stop.
You know me, I just act over at the ribs and barbecue. You know what I mean?
Stop. Hey, but that could be crazy. And it's things like that I'm like, yo, because I think at the end of the day, God knows your heart and things you really want. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, obviously I love to act and that could be an amazing opportunity. And mm-hmm. it could just take me to another level to where the music that I want to be heard will be heard in a different, you know what I'm saying?
How are you chasing the music part of it though? Like, are you doing it completely independently or are you trying to figure out, you know, how to be part of the machine of music?
I'm definitely trying to do the second part, I think. I'm doing it independently kind of currently. You know, don't know what I can say and what I can't say.
Right,
but
of course. No, you said it.
Right. But I want to, I just think that I need as much time and effort I put into music, I need that to be put in on the business side of things and the marketing side of things. And because I feel like if I'm putting me on stage, I'm performing. And if you put me in the studio, I'm going to record. And it's either as good, if not better, than things in the marketplace. And it just kind of takes the eyes and visibility to see that. So you need the right squad. So no,
there are certain things that make sense for certain artists, right? The independent R&B is tough.
Yeah.
It's extremely really tough, extremely. Right? But it's lucrative. You can make money. You can definitely make money off it. But, you know, when I look at you as a brand, your brand is made for all things major. right? Like, I look at you as a five-tool athlete, if anybody understands baseball. That's the guy that can do all these things and do them at a really high level in baseball. I look at you that way.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, and you know, no disrespect. You know what comes after no disrespect? It's a little bit of disrespect. You're bigger than independent music because the ancillary things that come along with who you are, right? Like, if you were looking at music purely from a money play and, oh, I can get my money, I get my shit off this way, that would be cool. And that's possible for you because you have these platforms. You're on one of the biggest shows on TV. Shout out to Gronish. Shout out to my brother, Kenya Barris.
Yeah, Kenya Barris, legend.
That's been my partner for many moons.
Good,
right?
Dude, though, too. Not just, like, amazing, talented and, you know, he's a good
amazing
a good
human being, right? He did ride by me one day in a convertible.
Oh, he doesn't fuck around. Yeah, no.
And the crazy thing is, I was taking a walk with my son. Me and him used to be neighbors, and I was taking a walk during the pandemic. You know, everybody had to figure out their workouts. I'm taking a walk, and he called me embarrassed about driving by in that drop top Ferrari as me and my son were walking the neighborhood. He was like, "Oh, I knew I don't even really drive this car, brother." Oh, man, I would run into you.
Yo, he pulled up one time and I said, "Kenny, that's my dream car." He was like, I said, "That's amazing."
No, King's
like,
the guy. King's the guy.
He's a beast. He's a
but
beast, man.
I say all that to say, bro, like, you need a machine. Because all the other things in your career have a machine connected to it.
You deserve
a machine.
Appreciate that,
like,
yes.
Bro, Broadway? Let's not just breeze over Broadway.
Please, no.
That is not something that everyone does. That's an elite group of people.
Mm-hmm.
You are a part of that. Major television network? TV show?
Opened up for Tank.
You definitely pulled up for us,
how
too.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, you definitely was on
not
a roll.
Not anyone
with us.
Can do that.
Yeah.
You was on the ticket, brother.
I appreciate that.
But
never forget that.
I say all that to say, like I said, bro, like, for you and your career, and I assess different people's careers because I'm, you know, I've been on both sides, the executive side, artist side. Everything ain't for everybody. Independence ain't. It's just. And I look at it for you, I look at it 100% of nothing is nothing.
Yeah.
That's what I look at it as for independent for you.
Because,
mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the money for you.
Yeah.
At all.
Yours is taking you to another level.
Right.
Yours is getting you in arenas so that you can do them goddamn backflips on a stage big enough that you won't flip off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And Lord knows I performed on this.
Right. No, because I know you will because you love the game that much in the craft.
Yeah.
But you deserve that big stage, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, the only way you get to that type of stage is through the majors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people know what I mean when I say unfortunately, because there's other things that come along.
No, yeah, they come with it. Yeah, some things you got to give. But that's what me and him were having this conversation the other day, and I was just like, yo, like you were saying, I was like, it's not about money.
Who's him? They can't see him.
My brother, Ian Jackson. Born on Productions, producer, writer, Tiny Dance. I mean, he does
like, God.
Shout out, bro, man.
His beard is really filled out.
Oh, yeah. He's a beast.
He's really gotten beardy on.
But we were having a conversation. I was like, it's not about the money for me. I was like, someone could... You know, someone could own a part of something that I have, but if it gets me to a position to where when I talk about life things, whether it's political or just humanity type things, that there's weight held, getting there by doing something you love is what I would like to do, which is music and whatever else, but that's the ultimate goal, you know, is to be able to have a voice. Because I believe at the end of the day, whatever I'm doing, wherever I'm at, I'm always on the good side of things. I want the betterment for people. I want to help. And there's always other people that are trying to destroy the world, and so, you know, being on that side of it is where I'll always be. So that's why I'm not stopping,
right?
Because I have to be in that seat. I want to be in that seat.
Yeah, you gotta you deserve that.
Appreciate that.
Like, I think, you know, when it comes to the music side of it, it's not about it's not about the ability. It's just about the amount of people who know.
Right.
It's the visibility.
Visibility.
The visibility.
Yeah. I should be a shirt.
And
if you give us a percentage of shark feet or shark foot,
shark. Hey, for real. It's not the ability.
Shark Feet the animated.
Shark Feet the animated.
Pixar picture.
Dad, I just want to wear Crocs, Dad.
No Crocs, son.
No, we swim in this
Why
family.
Does the big shark always sound like no that?
Crocs, right. Have you ever done voiceover?
No, I want to.
You could. You'd kill that.
Yeah?
You'd kill that.
You got somebody you can call?
Yeah.
Done. You heard, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard
no,
that.
No, seriously.
If you don't see me on the next 4 weeks of the Army Money podcast, because I'm doing voiceovers.
Do the next
give us the voiceover.
As a shark dad for Shark Week.
Give us a strip club voiceover.
Strip club?
Bring somebody out.
Oh, coming to the stage. Listen, you've seen Coconut, and she's really turned things out. I mean, she's popped the whole coconut for us right here. It's gotten splashy on stage, but now coming to the stage, Jesus went there. Give it up for heaven.
Oh! He's done that before. He's done that, but that was Jesus went there, give it up for heaven.
That,
that was fire. Give it up for
heaven. Good. I'm ready. But let's get into R&B.
Okay, please.
Let's test
because that's definitely your passion.
No, that's what, like, and that's the
music. Like, let's
I'm gonna test his passion.
I'm gonna
see where he's at.
Okay,
all right. Top five R&B artists. Could be group, male or female. Your top five.
Brian McKnight. Voiceman. Tank.
Wow.
We got two more. Straight R&B. Oh!
They can be hybrids.
They can be hybrids?
They can be hybrids. It's the area you're from.
Oh man. I want to put Mint Condition in there, I think.
It's yours.
I wouldn't be mad if you did.
I want to put Mint Condition in there.
These guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Is that four?
That's four.
This is an unfair. This is an unfair comp right here.
Nigga, if you don't say me, I'm flipping this motherfucking table off.
He said it shouldn't be on my fucking heart. Hey, it shouldn't be on my fucking heart.
Flipping this whole fake alligator over. This whole fake
this pigeon.
This is ostrich.
This is ostrich.
This is velociraptor right
this
here.
This is pigeon back.
That's velociraptor. Hey.
Now, who your fib on the real? Who your fib be, bro?
Oh, dude, come on, man.
Because all these Chris. Is a little more old school. Mm. Okay, all right.
I say Chris Brown.
That's a cold roundup.
Strong roundup. Okay.
So you said Brian McKnight, Boyz II Men, Darrell, Mint Condition, and Chris Brown.
I think I just threw Mint Condition there, if I'm being honest, because I was nervous.
No.
But I like Mint in there, but...
Mint is my secret ingredient in live performance and vocals. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you giving out some secrets?
That's my secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. Nobody really understands
the power
what Stokely was doing.
The power he's vocal crazy. Of he's Mint crazy. Condition.
It's crazy.
I used to listen to Mint. Welcome to the Mint Factory every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every day. And
they're in there. That's real studying.
Our church band, we would steal
licks. Oh, so you
was
listening to that in church?
Yeah, we would steal licks from Mint Condition.
So you put singing Pretty Brown Eyes in there?
Absolutely. That definitely made it to Offering.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Look, I'm out here still going. I'm like,
absolutely. All right, here we go. Keep the R&B train going. Top five R&B songs or albums. What you want to do? Want to do songs or albums?
I've got to go back.
Let's go back.
Mint Condition's out. Usher's in there.
I
don't know what I just really said. Sorry.
I will.
Because when you and then you just said albums, I'm like,
I cannot be mad at that.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you can give me
Let's do
top
songs.
Five R&B songs or albums. You can mix in albums and songs.
Okay.
You already said Confessions, so we're going to give you that.
Okay, yeah. Confessions got an album.
You said Confessions.
Brian McKnight, Crazy Love. I think Down on Bend and E, Boyz II Men.
Ooh. Is that Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis? Is Bend the Knee? Because that's not Babyface. I think that's Jim and Lewis.
Jimmy Terry Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to hold you. One of my favorite songs is Weekend Love, for real.
Ooh.
That's written by Mike J's one of my brothers, and he was on that. He's a
monster. Monster too.
Yeah.
Weekend Love
is a bar.
So we have
Confessions.
Now it's gonna seem like I'm just saying stuff because you're here, but O is another one.
We had that story though. We had that story. Yeah.
Yes.
O is good.
Is the story about the O, that was that on camera when we said that?
No. Tell what. I mean,
when PSP came out, when it first came out, I didn't get the games that came with it. You know, my family, they just got me PSP. It's fine. And it came with the demo.
There's no games?
No, I mean, there are games. My family did not give me, you know.
No, I know there are games.
Yeah, no.
I'm talking about you don't have not a game when you first get it.
No, when I first get it, not a game. Just the demo disc. It comes with its previews of games and then its music videos. And on the music videos, there's a few rock bands, and they had O right there.
I've been there. I've been the guy lying about having a Nintendo.
I got one, yeah. I love all the games.
I play Punch Out all the time.
Level 7's crazy.
Super Mario, went the tunnel and then his face.
The mushroom, right?
Oh, man, yeah. I think I was on level 12.
There's no level 12.
So you got PSP with the demo.
Demo, okay. Omarion, and I remember I just watched that at least 20,000 times. And yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, for real.
Is that 5?
No, nope, that's 4.
That's 4?
Confessions, we said Confessions, mm-hmm. We said Crazy Love, Crazy we said...
Bend the Knee.
Weekend Love.
Weekend Love, that's fine.
That's nice.
Watch, I'm going to get home later and be like, oh, shit. Yeah, okay. There they go. But those are off top.
Right, we was in there. Okay, so this is a new one. A R&B Voltron. Now, you can do...
Powerhouse?
You can do 3 pieces or 5 pieces in building an R&B artist.
Mm.
What pieces you would take from each R&B artist to put into an R&B, a one super R&B artist. Like you're building an artist on 2K.
Yeah.
What do you give him?
Okay.
Let's start with vocals.
I'd give the, I want to give the movement of Chris.
Mm.
I'd give the range of Brian McKnight.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Control Tank.
Okay.
I'm making this list.
Bro. You're on the list, bro.
I'm gonna give you a discount on this watch. I'm just letting you know that. This is all right.
I'm gonna say what the comments gonna say. When you gonna name the women?
No.
I already know what the comments gonna say. Listen,
hey, Jasmine Sullivan.
We're building a male artist.
He said male artist. Oh, you did say male
artist. He did it. He said his favorite songs.
I think it's been male dominant. I'm sorry. I didn't say male or female, so I think we all kind of assumed it was just male.
We assumed
my fault, ladies.
Ladies, we love
my fault.
Jasmine Sullivan.
I ain't got nothing to do with this shit.
Jasmine Sullivan's my favorite.
Okay. So let's go back. Movement of Chris.
So the male artist, you're building a male artist.
Yeah, range of Brian McKnight.
Control Tank. Tone of Donny Hathaway. How many is that? I get 5 pieces?
Tone and patience.
My God.
His patience.
Yeah.
My God.
He'll make you wait. Till
the
shit. And maybe, the harm. But this is it's one guy. But it's I was going to say like the harmony arrangement of like Take 6.
Hmm. What about the aesthetic? I'm gonna give you a 6 piece.
Oh, like a visual?
Yeah.
I'm liking the not necessarily Kanye vibe, like not covered face up, but I like the mysteriousness. I'd like the person to be.
So you
like,
want the mysterious R&B nigga with a Pusha-T mask on?
Not Pusha-T. No, I want you to see him, but maybe like think Dracula. I'm saying Count Dracula, just a fly, long trench coat. Maybe Phantom of the Opera mask. I don't fucking know.
You just want.
So your character
you
in Superfly.
You want a character.
So pretty much you and Superfly.
You want a
cape on his shit, nigga.
Listen, you know what he want? He wants somebody that people can beat for Halloween.
Yes.
That's your staple.
Yes. That's your staple?
No, you're not a star if they can't beat you for Halloween.
That's tight. So they can't be Chris Brown for Halloween.
Yes, you can.
How can you be Chris Brown for Halloween? He wears everything.
Everywhere. No, listen. You can dress, because I got kids. If my son says, Dad, I want to be Chris Brown for Halloween, probably going to give him a little bit of colored hair. We might go blonde.
What about Drake? How do you make
Drake? We might go blonde. Oh, we're going to give him the little beard thing.
And the heart.
We'll do the heart.
Okay, bet.
No, listen. These are specific things. If you're going to make it, oh, we want to be Jodeci. Oh, I'm going to give him the Jodeci boots.
Yeah,
oh, I want to be Tank. I'm going to oil the little nigga up. You know what I mean? Get him some fake muscle.
Hey, you know real.
And a little goatee.
Hey.
Listen, no, bro. You have to have a a call out.
You're right.
A
yeah.
visual call out.
You're right. Saying is right.
So that's what I'm saying to you. Like with Chris Brown, I'm gonna put a little Jordan 3 on the side of the face.
Yeah.
He the only nigga I know walking around with Jordan 3. I think it's a 3 or a 4. It's, I think it's a 3.
You got about a tattoo?
Yeah, he got Jordan 3 right here. Right? Yeah. Like
this?
Yeah. No. The shoe.
Oh.
Chris Brown got the shoe. But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
there are certain characteristics.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Staples.
That just translate that you just know off the rip. Like when Cisco came with the platinum blonde, with the, mm-hmm. the silver blonde in the whip. Like, you have that.
And the one hand cartwheel.
Yeah, and the one hand
which
cartwheel.
Which I still don't really.
You ain't pulling that off, bro. You're not pulling
I can
off.
Do the one. I've been doing no oh, hand cartwheel since I was a kid.
But can you do the aerial? One he bro? Did.
It's not a.
You
can
do
an aerial?
See, now he won't get technically.
First
you
of
can
all,
do an aerial.
First of all, the gym Cisco can't do an aerial. He was doing a one hand cartwheel.
He also was doing a one hand cartwhill and also was on wires.
Right. Let's so, go. I mean, to us, gymnasts,
yeah. He didn't do an aerial. He did one hand cartwheel.
It was very weak. No hate to Cisco, because Cisco's dope. But the one hand cartwheel. Cringe,
but at the time at people the, loved it. I loved
look
it at
the niggas
time.
That was grew up flipping on mattresses. Look at you,
I
niggas,
grew up
man.
Flipping off of fences and garages.
Hey, I flipped off cars, barbecues, benches.
I have the record at Sherman Park in Milwaukee, 20 handsprings in a row.
Yeah, that's wild.
On grass. So that one hand cartwheel threw me off. Okay, I didn't like it. All right, do a somersault or something.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
He should have been able to do a no-hand move.
He flipped on bitches, okay? And walked.
He walked and then...
I think he didn't do the handstand.
No, but he flew on the wires over the women. Yes, he did.
I like how you like you wanted to say...
I guess if you don't sing wild shit. Okay.
All the music you say.
No, he flew over the... women.
The women, the beautiful.
He had the Steve Harvey moment when Steve Harvey was like, you know I'm on... a certain TV show I can't be saying. All right, Nick.
He did somersault over the women. I remember that.
I respect your control, my brother. I respect your control. You got more big shit to do. I understand. You be cool.
Oh, shoot.
Let Jay do the talking.
I'm wild than a motherfucker.
Jay is the smoothest guy I've ever met in my whole life.
Appreciate that, good
yeah,
brother.
You are. Really?
Jay's definitely got this. Here's how smooth Jay is. Jay walks into my closet. Right when he starts managing me. He's like, yeah, babe, we're going to have to really look the part now. We're going to have to really take this thing to the next level. And we walked in my closet. He's like, yeah, I think we should get rid of all of it. Yeah. Everything.
He said, everything, yeah.
Like, but I perform and, yeah, you shouldn't do that anymore.
Wow.
You should get rid of all. I said, we're just going to give it. No, burn it. Burn it. Nobody else should have this either.
Wow. And he said it that soft.
He was so cool.
He said, yeah, no, okay, I understand.
And I felt like he was trying to help.
Yeah, you right. Know what
I'm I didn't take it as this.
That's the thing, though, too, about him is like, you know, it's never that. It never is like a, it's no, just like.
And to this day.
People have a problem doing that.
That honesty has been the difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 100%. He has a way of smoothly telling you,
you
bullshit.
Yeah, you need to fix
He'll call me like early in the morning, you bullshitting, Chief, before he says anything else. I'm like, what'd I do?
Listen, you know what you did. You know what you did. Hey, wait, I want to know how you guys met, because I do admire, you know, two black men really helping and loving and supporting each other. We need more of that in the world. Let's put that out there.
Yeah.
But you guys are a great example of that. So how'd you guys meet? How'd it happen?
Whole thing.
Sorry, not the whole
quick
thing.
Quick versions. Quick, yeah, try to interview us.
Yeah.
He's
on our show. Yeah.
Sick of you. Oh, you're just smart. Yeah. You're just really good at this. Yeah. You're really good.
It's going somewhere.
You're going somewhere, man.
I don't know where.
I'd love to know. I'm somewhere. Sure the people would love to know as well. I mean.
Now, we met through the Underdogs.
Okay, bet.
Yeah. So I had, it was my second stint. It was my second stint with the Underdogs, because originally Harvey, Damon, and myself, we founded the Underdogs together. And I ended up going and working with some other people. I ended up leaving over some business stuff. And
that's typically the thing over there.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just business. And I was a kid. I was really young. They were a lot older than me. I was a kid, you know. What they offered me, I didn't like. And I, you know, like we kept our friendship, but it just didn't work for me. And then when they brought me, we all stayed in contact through our friendship. And a selling point of me coming back was them introducing me to Tank, who I didn't know at the time. I had never met him before.
You heard him sing.
Right? Because the first album had come out and it was, you know, it did his shit. Hold on, we're going to pause.
You got to stop, bro.
Bro, what you doing? You
might hear it, but it's not. Yeah,
but it's affecting us, nigga.
Those paper airplanes.
That nigga like, go over there count money and shit.
Nigga doing origami.
What the fuck is going on? And a plane.
Where we coming back in from?
Wait, we all over people.
Huh?
Sell a
point.
It's gonna go 30 feet.
This is gonna go 30 feet.
That's funny.
You ready? So the
good tequila, by the way.
So the selling point was them introducing me to Tank, of me coming back and working again with them. Obviously, you know, our deal structure was different when I came back, just getting what I wanted and I needed to, you know, to pull back up. But my, like I said, meeting Tank over there was like, oh, this, it was like kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, he's my same type of guy, man. Like, he's an athlete. He likes to play sports. He don't call no fouls on the basketball court.
That really did.
I like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That really was the full thing for me was, you know, too, with basketball. You know what I mean? Everybody knows how much I love basketball. And
you're pretty good.
I'm okay. I'm in my old age. I've, you know.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Young guy right here.
We're going to get to it. We're going to get to it because we forgot to bring that up. He saw he wasn't going to bring it. He accidentally brought up basketball. Now we got to talk about
never, it. Basketball is never an accident. It's never an accident. I'm sure he wants to get to it. He had a good day. He had one good day.
Good day.
He came one time and had a good day.
Yeah.
Wait, finish this first. Yeah. We gotta go from the top.
No, but that's how we connected through,
all right,
you know, meeting through the production team and just locking in and just writing for Omarion.
Yeah.
All these other artists that were coming through. It really, I guess probably Omarion was
that was our first,
that was our first our placements first together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how long ago was that, if you don't mind me asking?
2002, 2003.
Wow.
2003. No, because really? The All-Star Weekend
had to be
is when we did, the, is when we did Omarion.
Had to be 2003 then.
So 2003, All-Star Weekend, L.A.
Wow.
All-Star Weekend, L.A. So that's when we did Omarion, but we had you know, we had been.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Tight. Yeah. Wow, man. Yeah. I have someone stick around that long is good.
Yeah, I mean,
especially
we,
in this business.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard, bro.
It's hard to meet, like you said, kindred spirits, like-minded people.
Yeah, right, right. That want the
and
same
so
thing.
So it was like, meeting him was like, like meeting my cousin, like a long lost cousin. Like,
right.
Man, are we in the same family? Like, what's your last name? Like,
right.
And it was instant from him, from his brothers to his sister. Like,
yo,
his
brothers.
Instant.
Too,
we just instantly, he's like, okay, we family. That's right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we just, you know, he's always been my point guard, which segues us into, you know, your ability to
play basketball as well.
Hoop a little
bit. I'm from Indiana.
Hoop.
So, Hoosier State. We're Hoopers.
Were you a Hoosier?
I am a Hoosier because I'm from there. That's technically what it is.
Okay.
When the last time y'all won something?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What do you mean, the team Pacers?
Anything.
It's basketball. Basketball. Because, you know, I'm from the Bay.
Since Reggie, I think.
We got four. Now, Reggie ain't win nothing.
Reggie didn't win nothing?
No, Reggie ain't win nothing. No disrespect, Reggie. Reggie's from LA. So, you know, he's from
California. But he was in Indiana. He's ours.
I get it. He belonged to Indiana. But, yeah, you know, we got four championships in the last, you know what I mean?
Steph, all due to Steph.
And Clay.
And
Draymond.
And Draymond.
Steph.
Huh? And Iguodala.
And Iguodala.
Oh, he came in busting, huh? That was tight. He hadn't played for a little bit.
That was tight.
He did. Because I was hype. I was like, this is his first little moment.
Let's just get to what he wants.
Let's talk about it.
Let's get to his good day.
My good day is, since I was very young, since we met, I was a kid. And I told him I can hoop, and we'd always talk shit to each other in the studio. Man, you can't hoop. I was like, I can fucking hoop, man. I'm good. Come on. Like,
come on.
Let's go hoop.
Come on.
Let's hoop, man. You know I'm good. Never
you
hoop.
You know I'm good.
You know I'm good. And then, was this early this year? Or was it last year, maybe?
Probably last year.
Okay, probably last year, he invited me to a run.
Yeah.
And was it a district?
Yeah.
I got to show him what I'm about, okay?
Yeah.
And I had like 8 of the 9 points.
Nah,
I had about 3.
So we only played a 7.
And then he made us lose. Wait, ask his brother. Hey, ask his brother, bro. We were going to win. I hit the game-winning shot. First of all, you tell me how 5 men playing basketball are looking at the clock as well and know that the time, they're like, it was a second after the beeper, so my shot didn't count.
Okay, so you want to
so
break
we
down
lost.
Now? No, listen. So listen.
I was hot. I was hot.
He was hot.
His brother was pissed. He's like, you know, you fucking bullshit, Jay. He was good.
Yeah. Oh, Bob was on his team.
Bob was on his team. Yeah. Hey, he definitely caught it.
Okay. It's the R&B Money. We have the R&B Money podcast. We also have the R&B Money Run.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a mixture of entertainers, business people, and NBA players.
Yep.
And overseas guys. So it's a mixture of it.
It was fun. It was a good run.
You got some real basketball going, and I'm very selective about who can come.
Come on now.
You know what I mean? But
I was very thankful for the invite.
He's family. So he has the invite, and that's my guy. And he came, and he showed up, and he showed out. He hooped.
Now, that's the first time he's given me that. I'm taking that.
Now, the rules of the run. We play shot clock.
Of course.
We play shot clock. Mm. We play game clock.
Of course.
And we also have, if you airball, it's a -1.
Negative point.
You right? You got. We're going to reward this defense.
Absolutely.
Because you can't get entertainers to play defense. Yeah. Right? It's tough to tell a nigga who just did 10 movies, you got to guard somebody. Well, you're going to lose, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you shoot that dumbass three, because the NBA three is far as hell.
Yeah.
If you shoot that dumbass three and airball it, that's a -1. Your team's going to want to jump you.
Yeah.
Right? So he hit a big shot. But the clock had free expired. Throw.
Hey, first of all, did a little cooking at the top.
He did. Cookies. No, no.
But not forget about the cooking at the top.
Problem. He's young. And it was too much too cooking. And he wasn't paying attention
too
to clock management.
Too
he
much.
Just told on himself.
He told himself. Too much young cooking. Making that. Too busy making that grilled cheese.
Listen, as y'all can tell, I had lost my voice doing karaoke the other night. I was bullshitting. But the cook, it made the clock run out.
It was bite blast. They would have said, they were like, it was a 1/7 of a second off. And you're like, that's what are you guys kidding me? And I did a floater, bro. Came in the middle, gets the guy said a pick. Oh, and it went, and I was like, let's go. They're like, nope, nope. Let's go.
Hey, listen, it's tight up there. Jay running tight shit up
there,
bro.
He does. I like that, though. It gets people playing this stuff.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Listen, you don't play hard, you don't get back on.
Right, right, exactly. Now you want to go home because now my
body's nobody else invites you but me.
Right.
It's real. You coming, I'll be like, yo, wait.
How you get here?
Oh, you know. Yeah, man.
Sorry, man.
No, because, you know, I got my guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I sent out my invites, and it's invite
only.
And
then we got to make them for the guys.
And then you, listen.
When's the last time I can't tell DeMar DeRozan
he can't hoop.
You can't tell DeMar DeRozan he can't hoop.
Yeah. He going to hoop. Or Kyrie Irving. Like, they going to hoop. Like, when they pull up.
Kyrie came through there?
Yeah,
that's scary. I wouldn't want to guard him.
It was.
Was he just? It was just.
It was Halloween.
Can't tell him that.
Yeah, no.
It was Halloween.
And they're going to play.
When he showed up, it was scary.
Oh,
it's very scary.
It's like the monster showing up, bro. Like, y'all go ahead.
It's scary. It is, yeah. It's definitely a scary moment when you be like,
"Is that?" Yeah. Right, right. Be fouling them. I be
because, like we always say, there's singers and there's singers.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's hoopers and there's what?
Kyrie Irving.
when those type of guys come around. I'll play my defense,
yeah,
but I don't play the defense that I would play on a guy that's not a professional hooper.
Right, right,
right.
Because I really do take into consideration that
they've got to play.
They really. It's 400-500 million on their back.
Yeah, right, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right.
Like
yeah.
Me filing one of those guys hard to prove a point in here. Don't.
Yeah.
I made that mistake, I think. Well, I didn't foul him hard, but I remember I played Chris Paul when I was like 18 or something, and I felt like I had him in the glove, you know what I'm saying? I felt like he wasn't really.
I'm sure he didn't feel the same.
He didn't feel
that way. Go ahead.
But at the time, that's the story I made. Let's live with that.
You had Paul Pierce in the glove?
No, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul. You felt like you had
the
Chris
point guy.
Paul
in I had him in the glove.
The point guy.
You understand me?
Yeah, he locked up the point guy.
I had him in the glove, man.
You know right we know here. Chris, right?
I know him too. He's good. But ask him about this time.
But he's going to probably not remember.
He's not going to remember it at all. It was a charity event, and he had sweatpants on. It doesn't matter. I was fully in my shorts and shoes, and, you know, I stretched before the game. He was literally out there like this.
I'm sure that any position that CP was in, he was okay with being in that position.
No, he was. He wasn't really going hard. But let me just, you know, live the dream.
Okay. Get your shit
I'm
off.
Living a dream, man.
Get your shit
I had him in the club.
I had him in here.
He wasn't moving.
I will say it. It's on camera.
Hey,
my guy showed up and he hooped. Because there's been some guys that, you know, just been my guys.
They talk.
And I let them come and then I did not invite them ever again.
Yeah.
But I'll tell them too, though. Like,
you think he can hoop too?
This ain't for you. Your brother is your grab your rebounds. I'm going to body somebody.
Yeah, he's your henchman.
He's the OG. He's got
yeah.
They got meals of him at his college, bro.
Yeah, yeah. He came on some chill shit.
No, he was chilling.
Right?
He was like,
I know because I hooped long enough. I know when guys come in and it's like, okay. He was like, all right, I'm gonna play my role in here.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna play my role.
He's in the family. That's the one.
Yeah,
he's the guy.
Yeah. He's a little retired now, you know.
He's a little retired.
No, he got his
Look at
him. He got his shirt shoes on today, you know what I'm saying? I'm just here to pray, guys.
I handle the business and prayer.
Prayer and handle the business.
Them some nice slacks, brother.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I grew my hair meditation length.
As long as you don't break out no watermelons in here, start eating watermelons in this motherfucker, man. Okay, because you got dreads and shit. You know, now every time I see a nigga with dreads, I think they gonna break out a watermelon, man. Then niggas gotta relax.
Best time.
That's his favorite song.
It's my brother. I love O and other O.
I just want to know. Who went and got the watermelon? Like, did they post-made it?
No, you know what I'm saying? I had him already.
Was it like? No, he's downstairs. He's got the watermelon. I'm just trying to figure out what.
The guys, look, he said, anybody need one?
Let him. They're gonna let you go to the back door.
Yes,
he got the watermelons right now. He just can't get in. He can't get in. He coming right now. There he is. Okay. Why is it wrapped in so much saran wrap?
You gotta have the right knife too.
That's not easy to cut.
And those look like they were professionally.
No, professionally cut.
Yeah,
they're professionally sliced.
Whole Foods.
Go to Gelson's and get it. Get it from Gelson's. They got the smaller pieces.
They're pre-cut. You can just pull them apart.
Bro, we're about to start.
Do you want us to win?
Come on, man. Mario doesn't have watermelon. I know this.
Oh,
the juice will make his hair run.
Oh, shoot. That was crazy.
Bring my brother out too. We're going to tag team the watermelon.
Because
we kind of eat it the same. All right.
Hey, I didn't realize. I think I saw him for the first time like last year. I was like, they look twins.
No, twins. It's twins. Huh? No, they're not.
It's like okay, three, oh, yes. three of them, though.
Yeah.
I was about to say.
They got a little brother, too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're like twins, bro. Act alike, talk alike, everything.
That's crazy.
Them niggas is crazy. I love them guys.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, I need to hear his. I want to say.
Because I already know he got something good.
He
got
to have something.
Yeah.
What, guys?
You're a young fella, man. Listen, I put up
to you. You know?
I think the last time I saw you, I put up to your birthday party, man. You was talking too loud.
You understand that you're screaming, right?
I got the call after your birthday party.
For real?
Yeah. From him.
What'd he say?
He said, "Hey, young nigga, doing it."
I told him.
With that face.
Hey, listen. You know, one thing we gonna do is salute you when you're doing what you're doing, man. That, yes. Yeah. And your birthday party, he was doing it, man.
It was fun. I said,
oh, yeah?
Said they was in there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had to have your head on a swivel in there.
Yeah, my young fella really living this Hollywood A-list life, man. Hey, yeah.
When he put out the calls, they fuck out!
They come.
They pull up. They come on through.
Yeah,
that's what I heard. Yeah.
So we got this segment of our show. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names. Yeah.
It already sounds debaucherous.
No, hey, man, listen. The story can be funny or fucked up.
Okay.
Or both.
Okay.
The only rule.
It's got to be a good story.
No, it definitely got to be a good story because you want to get that off. You don't want to be the guy that comes on here with the weak story.
No.
Yeah.
Right? The comments. Yeah. They're going to comment about it.
Not the comments.
Beware the comments.
It's fresh. I'm sorry.
It is. I'm over here like this.
No, okay. The only rule of the game is you can't say their name.
Okay. Easy. I don't do that anymore.
Hey, because you know me?
I never do that.
The color that he didn't have.
I don't do that anymore. No, I don't do that.
I don't have to.
So story, what's the context?
Funny or fucked up.
Funny or fucked up, or both.
And it's supposed to be...
Use no names.
And...
It can be whatever story you want.
Whatever story you want.
And
whatever story you
whoever about.
Move the needle. You want to go viral?
Shut up! Look at that!
Did you just turn into Ray J?
Yeah, I did turn into Ray J.
You want to go viral?
Like I said, you want to go
viral?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I don't really have any crazy stories, man.
Man, you're lying.
Are you lying?
You're starting this off as a liar.
All right. True. I've been called that before. I just picture it as not telling the full truth. All right. Yeah. Crazy story, you know, like a Hollywood story?
Whatever, you tell me.
It's your world, brother.
Okay, here's a good story. I won't say the name, but he's a drummer of a famous band. Can I say that?
You don't have to do that.
I already did it. It's too late. Here it is. So I get, I pull up white man. Okay. Okay. And I pull up to, I was invited by, I knew the guy. And he was like, yo, come to this party. I come here. You know, it was cool. It's cool. And I'm always me, guys. I'm nice. Okay. I'm a nice guy. That's why I hate when people are mean to me. It's like, how? Why are you? What, you're evil? You must have Satan in you. What's going on? Because I'm a kind person. So I'm in there. Hey, what's up, man? Blah, blah, blah. And already kind of shook his hand. And he's just like, whatever. Barely shakes my hand. I'm like, whatever. We're there. We're chilling. We're about to leave. Now, the homie that invited me to go there is in the car with this dude and some chicks from the car, whatever.
Okay.
And I'm with a woman that I'm with. And she's, you know, with me. She's next to me. And they're in the car. And I'm outside the car. And I'm like, yo, where are you guys going? And the guy's in the front seat, the driver's seat, and he keeps saying, yo, we don't know where we're going. I said, hold on, buddy. Talking to him in the back. I'm trying to figure out where we're going. Where are we going? And he was like, yo, man, I don't know yet. We're figuring out, blah, blah, blah. And then she comes in, and she's like, hey, listen, sorry. We're just trying to figure out, like, where exactly we're going. He's like, can you back up from the car, please, to her? And I walk up to the window. I said, excuse me, sir. And I said, I appreciate, you know, you're trying to figure something out. Just don't speak to her like that. And he went, who the fuck are you? Like that. I just lost and I punched him in the face.
Yeah!
Hard.
Yeah!
His nose was bleeding.
Yeah.
It was a good time. And they skirted off. They were in an Uber. They were scared. They thought I was going to start shooting or something.
Capital weather.
Yeah. No, I backhanded him like that. Wow. And then he was like, oh. And then the homie that we both knew, he was like, dude, he told me you broke his nose, man. What's going on? I said, bro, I said, he was speaking just anytime. I'm sorry. Say this, I love all people. But anytime like white people speak to me in a certain way, like I just have flashbacks. I'm just like, slavery, this is no, you think you can get away with this now? No. Sorry. Mm. One more story.
Come quick. Keep going.
Kind of similar story.
This is the first. This is the first.
Kind of similar story. And it's also about me being aggressive. I'm not an aggressive person.
Hey, whoever you are, go fix your nose, nigga, and watch your mouth. And watch your motherfucking mouth.
But look,
you talking to Trevor Jackson.
Hey,
okay? But don't take this grown as shit. You hear me?
Hey, talk to him, Jay.
You hear me? Hold on, little brother.
Put him on notice.
Because he need to hear me. He need notice.
Put him on notice.
Go fix your face.
Yeah.
Hey.
Go do your little nose candy and fix your, I'm sure you was probably on it.
Yeah.
And he woke your ass up. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, little bro. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't know how big of the band. Like, I found that after. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's a nigga that stole on one of the Beatles, man.
This
nigga here, man.
Hey, so I was like, oh, shit, this nigga's okay, bet. Sorry, but just don't speak that way. Mm-hmm. Okay, last story. I was on tour in Chicago. Similar story. Me and this guy right here. That guy right there, that's Rashawn Jackson. Uh-huh. That's my brother and my cousin.
The Jacksons are here.
Yeah. So we're at the the venue across the street, and no one's in there. Like, we're after the show, we're like, yo, let's go somewhere. No one's in here. Cool, we go in there. We start DJing. The DJ booth is a little bit like elevated, probably like this tall. And then we're standing up there and we're DJing. No one's in there. People start walking by and just flooding in because we're like playing music, getting it popping. Then this guy comes in, he's like, yo, what the heck? Get down, blah, 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 blah. He climbs up the thing, and he's like, hey, man, what the fuck are you guys doing? Get off the stage, blah, blah. I was like, sir, I have no problem hearing anything you have to say, doing anything you ask. Just please don't speak to me that way. I'll talk to you any fucking way I want to talk to you. I was like,
I pushed him off
like this, bro, and he fell off of
the DJ.
Yes, bro, it's bad. I was like, I don't know what I said, but
that noise again.
But it felt, what's that again? I just gathered all the energy.
Oh, man.
I gathered all the energy from the outside and it came in.
Yeah.
And he fell onto you because it's crowded in there. So he's like, they're like body surfing. He's like, get him the fuck out of here while he's while he's body surfing. I'm like, get him the fuck out of here. I swear, bro. And I was like, guys, I was like this. I was like, I'm a human being, that's all. I'm
going to talk
like I'm a human being. I said, I'm sorry.
He said, get him the fuck out.
He said, while he's driving, get him the fuck out of here. Oh, dude. My issue is just don't be mean, man. Life is too short.
No, it's like what you said, though. You're such a nice person.
You're nice and violent.
Yeah, you and you put out so much good energy.
You know what I'm saying?
That once you're back into the corner, you're just...
I was just hurt. I'm like, why are you speaking to me? Like, I'll talk to you any fucking way I want to talk to you, but who do you think I am?
You got feelings, too.
Yeah, right. There you go. Human.
They're triggers for you, brother.
Yeah.
I'm...
Sorry.
Yeah, pray. Because... Apparently, it goes from 0 to 100
real quick. Real quick.
Listen, man.
I'm not a violent person, guys.
Little bro, we celebrate you.
I love you guys, man. Thanks for having me.
We salute you. We continue to hold you in high regard, and we will make sure that anybody speaking on your name does the same.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for coming to the RB Money Podcast, man. My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is Trevor Jackson. This has been
Trevor,
the art.
Trevor Action Jackson.
Treasure Action Jackson.
Trevor
Action Jackson.
He is
right here
that action.
On the RB Money Podcast. Come on, man. Trevor Action Jackson.
'R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media via at R&B Money Podcast or at The Real Tank or at Jay Valentine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.